Welcome to this guided prayer. It is written with the January 6th, 2021 storming of the Capitol in mind. And so in light of this terrifying wake-up call, we come before our Lord. If you've never done a guided prayer, it's a prayer of scripture and the imagination and meeting the unified God in any of his three parts or even the whole. It's as your imagination leads you, God will meet you there where you need to be met. And so as I give guidance, if your imagination is leading you another way, feel free to follow that. And basically your subconscious knows where you need to go for help and for healing. There is one rule that I remind us of, and that is that if you hear condemnation or a critical, unloving voice, that is not of God. So you can just silence that voice. It's not one to be listened to, because God loves us completely, just as we are. So let us begin with some deep breaths. Get comfortable where you are, where you can easily breathe deeply from your abdomen and feel it or watch it expand with each breath. Take in a breath and then a long exhale, breathing out everything that's not needed here, that's not helpful. And in, and breathing out everything that is hurtful, fearful, again, that you do not need. You breathe it into the spirit to hold. I'm going to begin by playing some music. So in your imagination, you are in a safe place. It's a good place. Maybe indoors or out. I want you to picture this place. Choose a place of safety from your past or a place that you love. Here you will meet God. So how does God approach you in this place? How do you know his presence? And how do you greet one another? So the Lord says to you, you know, I am your shepherd. With me, you have no unmet needs. And he takes you to a place of rest and says, just lie down here and I'll keep watch. This is a place where there is plenty of of supply of food where you are secure? Where does he take you? Then he leads you to a place of stillness. Still waters where you can see yourself. What do you see in the reflection? Do you see yourself as God sees you? With eyes of love? You and God are there at the still waters, gazing into your reflection of the two of you. He says, I always lead you the right way on the right path. What does this mean to you today? What path are you wondering about? As I lead you into goodness, because that's who I am. I am good and on the right good paths. You know that. How has God's goodness shown up in your life? In this last, even difficult week. He says, even though you would walk through a dark valley, the darkest valley, it's okay because I'm with you. What dark valleys has he brought you through? What dark valley do you fear today? He says, I'm with you and I will always be with you. You don't have to fear evil. I've got my rod, the rod of Moses, the rod of power, the rod of God. And I've got my staff. to keep you out of danger. I know what to do even with bullets. With me, you have nothing to fear. I will care for and comfort you. I'm going to prepare a table for you. With all the provision that you need, a bounty in the presence of your enemies. Remembering that I am your safety. Is it possible to invite your enemies to the table? Oh, my beautiful child, I anoint you as I have anointed the kings of the ages. You are my beloved. And in that anointing, joy in me and joy in you. In who I made you to be. And he says these reassuring words to us. Goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. To those right paths. The paths where you walk with me. What does it mean to you that goodness and mercy are your rear guard on the path of life? And then the shepherd says, come dwell with me. We never have to be apart. What does this mean for you today? What does it mean for your enemies today? These broken children whom God loves just as much as he loves you. Yet they don't know it. What is God inviting us to do, inviting you to do this day? We pray this in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the God of life and love. Amen.